Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And let's try this again. And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. But the voice emanating from your speakers, wherever you are, whether it's in your car driving to work, if you're already at work grinding away, if you're not at work at all and you just got us in the background, that's awesome. That's the right answer. Or if you're even streaming us on that free Odyssey app. It's free. I paid the bill for you. You're good. The voice emanating from your speakers. It's Carlos Ortiz. That's Carlos with a K filling in for Rob, who was actually on his way here to my neck of the woods. I hate that expression. I actually should change that because this is New York City. There's no woods here.
Wait. There's no woods there at all?
Not in the city. No, okay. You know, there's like little parks and stuff. Sure.
I was going to say Central Park. Doesn't it have woods? I mean, I've seen it on TV.
I wouldn't necessarily consider Central Park woodsland.
I will tell you, in the Spider-Man game, it looked like there were a lot of trees there. But, you know.
There's a lot of things about Spider-Man that aren't actually true.
Wait.
To break it to you.
That's not accurate?
No, we don't have a little teen from Rockaway or wherever they're supposed to say he's from swinging around. In a red and blue costume with bug eyes. That's not an actual
By the way, I just want to point out, I know Spider-Man isn't real, but...
Okay, all right. I was concerned there.
You know, how video games work now, they usually go to a place like Fallout or some places, games like that, and they do a lot of video and things like that to try to make it as accurate to the place that it's based in. I'm just curious... But if you've never played a game, you probably don't know how accurate it is.
No, I don't play the game too much. I am a big video gamer, but I like first-person shooters. I'm a big Destiny player. You can find me on PlayStation.
By the way,
that's TKO to main event.
My son, big-time Destiny player, got all the rings and all that kind of stuff from winning raids and things like that. I've played it some. It's not my kind of game, but he's really good at it. So
I just did my first clear of the new raid, which was Root of Nightmares yesterday. I can't believe I'm not talking about this out loud. Did my first clear. It took about 7 hours with all the breaks and stuff that we had to do, but it was not contest mode. So it was actually fairly easy. I just didn't understand the mechanics at first, although that raid is very easy. Tell your son to add me if he wants to have a veteran Destiny player. Because I am definitely one of those fiends that have to have god rolls on all my weapons.
Well, he's in a group, and
I am too.
They play a bunch. I mean, they take days off when these things happen, and
rookie move, You never take the day of; you take the day after, because Bungie, which is the parent company of Destiny. I don't know who they're owned by now. I don't know if Stony has a deal with them, but it's Bungie is the developer. They're notorious for having game day bugs. It's almost impossible to have a smooth play when they drop new content. For example, Lightfall, which is their new expansion, dropped 3 weeks ago. It was damn near unplayable for the first like 8 hours or so. You didn't play until later in that afternoon. So I never take the day off. I always take the day after off.
So you sound like an elitist.
Yeah, rookie, I am a snob. Oh, I am absolutely a video game snob.
I believe my son's pretty good at it. So, you know, like I said, he does all that kind of stuff. He does pretty well.
1v1 me, bro. Find me in a crucible. We'll see how good you are. Okay. No, I'm joking.
You know, we can set this up later. I mean, no, we can definitely set it up.
I think 1v1 is a poor measure of skill. We're getting off track. Lonzo, damn it, it's March Madness. That's what we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about real games. And if you want to get it into conversation, although I did thoroughly enjoy that, if you want to jump in conversation, our phone number to reach us is always 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. Or you could use the Preferred Home Services text line, 71307, keyword fan, followed by your message, such as the following folks that have shot their messages here. Now, Alonzo, I didn't feed this one earlier, but I told you during the break that I loved it because I understood the reference. I'm assuming he is talking about our little engineering snafu this morning where I was not able to get on all time, which, by the way, folks, not my fault. You know, that is totally out of my purview. Lonzo knows who's responsible.
Yeah, can I confirm that it's not Carlos's fault. It wasn't my fault either. But, you know, thanks to everyone working really hard together as a group, we were able to get this fine program back on the air.
So. Yes, absolutely. I thank the engineers in your neck of the woods. I thank the engineers here in New York. Very appreciated to obviously get me connected. But one of our texters wrote in, so what Carlos is saying, it's me, Austin. It was me all along. As Vince McMahon reveals himself to be the leader, the backer of the corporate ministry. And if you're not familiar with what the corporate ministry was, I feel for you because that was a golden age WWF/WWE. And I hated how that storyline turned out, but I loved the intrigue going into it. And I am a big fan of that promo because Vince McMahon, obviously, the greatest heel in wrestling. I'm just going to put that out there. He is the greatest heel, period.
He ranks up there in real life, too, apparently. So, I mean, there's that.
Listen, a lot of this was based on based on experience there. But Vince McMahon goes on and he starts to completely derail on the crowd. You all bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. Even my family, my immediate family bought it because no one was supposed to know that Vince McMahon was the benefactor of the ministry because the ministry had been attacking the McMahon family for weeks. So one of the most creative and also stupidest swerves in wrestling, but McMahon is an absolute gem as a heel. He's a complete a-hole as a person, but as a heel in wrestling, he's by far my number one. So thank you, Texter, for bringing me back down to that. Another Texter writes in, best pizza I've ever had in NYC is Tom's Pizza just off the Times Square. Pass that along to Rob. I will not. That pizza is meh at that. There are plenty of gems outside of Manhattan that you need to check out that I will send to Rob. There is a place in my head right now that's off the Brooklyn Bridge. It is cash only. I don't believe you can make an appointment. Usually the lines are long, but that tells you the pizza is really good. And I'm a fan every time I go there. So I will talk to Rob in about an hour and give him that information. If you want to go to Tom's Pizza of Times Square, sure. But listen, if you're a tourist, there's nothing to see in Times Square. It's just a bunch of big screens. It's completely overrated. Another texter writes in, married into the Puerto Rican family, can confirm the Spanglish. Thank you. It's not a lie. How will the Mets and Diaz be compensated for the injury during the WBC? So that is a complicated thing, and this is why it's not the fault of the tournament. You know, you can get hurt anywhere. I'll dive into this a little bit more later. But typically, there are insurance policies for both the player and the club to protect themselves against an injury, which is unfortunately what happened with Diaz yesterday. If you didn't see it, at the end of the Puerto Rico-Dominican Republic game, final score 5-2, Puerto Rico wins. Duh. Go Puerto Rico. We will face Mexico coming up in our next game, so that's going to be fun. But Diaz was hurt in a dog pile celebration. I am no doctor. I can't confirm this, but I would not be surprised if it was his knee and it's an ACL sprain And that would mean, unfortunately, he'd most likely be done for the year. So hopefully, you know, the Mets will, you know, financially not be on the hook for that if you're a Mets fan. And hopefully Diaz is protected against something like that if he took out insurance, as most players do. They want to protect themselves. But obviously there's no losing a player of that caliber in Edwin Diaz for the Mets. He was certainly a linchpin of that bullpen, so that's a tough blow if it is indeed he is gone for a long period of time, which I imagine that he probably would be. And our last text that came in, you mentioned injuries from dog piles back in 1981, my senior year of high school football. Well, we came onto the field to start the game. We had a dog pile, and Lonzo, it cuts off for me. Can you see the rest of that message?
No, they jump around because we also share a text line with our sister station. So you have to be creative and learn how to piece it together. So I cannot see it.
Gotcha. And speaking of text, one just came in. The Austin reference was for you breaking the news indirectly. That's actually, I like that even better. I don't know who you are, but you are a genius and a scholar, and you are invited to my backyard party whenever I have a backyard.
Look at that. Threw some love your way. Way to go.
I like that. But yeah, that's what I do here. See, like, even when I'm not in the Carolinas, which is pretty much all the time, I always have you all in the back of my mind. So when that Bears-Panthers trade broke, I immediately shot of the first two people I could think of. I don't have Rob's number, so I would have included him in that chain. I actually didn't text you, Lonzo, because my thing is I can't separate you and Rob because you guys obviously are the duo here. So I felt like I would have been doing a disservice or throwing shade to Rob if I only texted you and not the two of you together.
What? We're not married. We're not twins. I mean, you could.
How do I know that?
Well, you don't. I mean, I suppose it is a possibility. We're not, though. So you could have sent it to me, and you know, that would have been kind of cool. But we weren't on the air, and Mark and Diesel were. So that was the move to make.
That's my immediate thinking too. I'm like, I know these guys are on. I was producing at NFL Radio at the time for Sirius XM. Don't go there. You stay here. But when I'm there and neither Rob or Mark are on, yeah, tune in because, you know, I need the money. But I was there and the news broke and I was like, oh, I have to get this out. This is too good. So thank you, friend, for giving me the credit that I so richly deserve. With that said, I've been talking about March Madness for the last 10 minutes, but I have not. Let's actually dive into that because we have a slew of games that are going to start today. I am very excited. I actually will be working here at CBS Sports Radio covering the tournament, and I use that loosely. I'm just going to be cutting the highlights in the postgame for all that stuff. So it's going to be very busy for me, but I am excited because I filled out a bracket for the Rob Brown Show Challenge. I'm in, Lonzo. I don't know if you saw. I am officially in the challenge here. I cannot promise our listeners a prize if they do better than me because I fully expect our listeners to do better than me. But I am fully anticipating, nay, I expect that I will do better than Lonzo and Rob.
Well, if you do better than me, good. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of prize you get for that. Well, actually, if you do better than me and Rob and Rob's significant other, you get some shout outs, some airtime.
Oh, the lady like friend that is involved. I didn't know that.
She's the secret boss. So,
oh, okay. You know what? I detract my statement. I amend my statement. I will do better than Rob. I will do better than Lonzo. I will get absolutely crushed by the lady friend because I know, and this is not to be a disparaging remark. This is just my personal experience. Women tend to pick their teams when it comes to bracket based on one of these three things. The mascot, you know, if they're like, oh, I like the Wildcats or I like the Bears or whatever the case may be. Mascot, and it typically goes far. Team colors. You know, they're like, oh, purple is regal. I think they'll have a good run. Red is bad. That means stop. I like this team to lose. I've seen both of those strategies happen, and both brackets have gone far. And then the third strategy is the hotness rating of the head coach. Hot coaches tend to do well.
You hesitated there. Was there a hot coach you had in mind, or that was just a
no? Because okay. I hesitated simply because I will not indulge anybody here with my hotness ratings for coaches. I do not look at coaches in that manner. I don't look at men in that manner. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Carlos, just not for me. I indulge the audience with my hotness every single day.
Yet there's no stream today, so yeah, well, what indulgence are we
Well, it's fantasies. I mean, because, you know, I wonder what Lonzo looks like today. You know, there we go.
Anyway, let's look at a couple of key matchups here. Listen, are we going to go by every one of these games? No, I'm not going to sit here and break down 32 games for you. That's not going to happen. But I will. There are some matchups, obviously, I want to key in on. We'll briefly take a quick gander at our brackets. Lonzo, I don't know if you have yours up. I have mine. I'm not going to ask you for a complete dissertation on your back bracket here.
By the way, I do have mine up. So all right. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. My strategy is essentially I go matchup by matchup and do the best that I can. Listen, this is all a crapshoot. Nobody knows what the hell is going to happen here. All right. If you have a foolproof strategy in a bracket, you're a liar. This is not rocket science. This is basketball. And while it's easy to say, oh, that's a high seed, let me plug them in and just go chalk all the way, upsets happen, which is why people love the tournament. Let's start in the South region, Alonzo. I will give my Final Four and championship predictions later on in the show. The championship prediction actually will come tomorrow because I don't want to give everything all at once. I am here tomorrow for a full 3 hours, hopefully, engineering, wink, wink. In the South region, there isn't too many matchups that make me, you know, smile or want to dive into. But obviously, being in the show that I am, in the market that I am covering for today, Lonzo, it would be absolutely foolhardy of me not to mention the 27-7 Furman Paladins. Clap, 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 clap.
By the way, Furman Paladins basketball can be heard today at noon. Dan Scott and the guys will be giving you the live broadcast from the tournament. So, also, Mark Ryan will be talking a lot of Furman basketball from 11 to 12. So, we got you covered with Furman right here on the Fan Upstate.
Yeah, and we will be covering the Westwood One's coverage of the tournament all day today after Mark Ryan signs off at 12 o'clock. So, programming note means you don't go anywhere. I got you until 11. Mark will take you from 11 to 12, and then you got tournament. So if you were working, it's going to be a very unproductive day. But Virginia and Furman go at it today. What time do they start there at 12:40? Is there the second game to tip off today? Am I going to sit here and wax poetically about Furman, the season that they have, the fact that they're one of the highest scoring teams in the nation? They won 14 of the last 15. They took the Southern Conference tournament as the top seed. It's their first dance since 1980. I can wax poetically on all that. Do I think they're going to beat Virginia? No. I'm sorry. I love you all. I have to maintain some level of media integrity here. I look at the matchup here. I cannot see a world where Furman beats Virginia. Not to say that stranger things have happened. 13s have beaten fours before. Virginia is not the team of old, but the team statistics between the two, they're eerily similar. They are both in the 70 percentile in free throw percentage and field in 3-point percentage. Furman is 34.7. Virginia is 35.3 behind the arc. And in field goal percentage, it's a slight edge to Furman at 48 versus 45 to Virginia. On paper, it looks like it's a fair matchup, but the strength of schedule for Furman was 250th in the country. You know, not to disparage anybody in the Southern Conference, but Virginia has to go through the ACC, and that's not exactly a slugfest, even though Clemson couldn't make it. I'm not going to dog Clemson for 2 hours. I won't do that, but that's funny.
I love the laughter there. That's I really deserve your laughter.
They deserve to get dogged out there. Furman, again, is one of the more efficient offenses in the league. It's certainly one of the more highest scoring offenses in the nation. but Virginia has got a really, really good defense. They typically hold opponents to 60.2 points per game. And I find that while offenses can certainly run take away games and make teams run away with it, defenses do come to play this type of year. I do like Virginia to advance. My apologies to everybody here that is rooting on the Furman Paladins. Listen, if Furman wins, I'm not going to be mad. It would bust my bracket a little bit, but not too much because I got Virginia losing in the very next round. So there you go. So that is our Furman-Virginia breakdown over here. Lonzo, I guess I'll force you to make a pick very quickly. Who do you like? Do you like Virginia? Do you like Furman?
If Furman plays a perfect game, they got a shot to win this game. They're really good, and like
they're really good scoring. I did watch two games from them. They can score with the best of them. It's can they stop Virginia from scoring? Not that Virginia has a powerhouse offense, but Virginia's defense is far and away better than Furman's. So I'm just worried to see if Virginia offensively can.
See, you put me in a corner here because the guys who are doing the live broadcast from Furman at noon. When we carry that game from our guys, where we carry Furman all year long, I know they're listening right now because they've already checked in on text. So if I go against Furman, they're going to know that I did. But I pick Virginia. I hope Furman wins.
There you go.
But
right, like I wouldn't be mad. Yeah, it's not going to kill my bracket too much because again, I got Virginia getting knocked out in the next round to San Diego State. By the way, I have San Diego State advancing to the Sweet 16. For all that's worth to you.
I have Virginia going further than you. I've got them losing to Alabama in the third round, I think it is. So, but I do have them losing.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I wouldn't be mad if Furman won. I'd actually be very excited. I'd love to talk. I'll come on tomorrow and break that and break down the game and how far Furman can go. But unfortunately, I believe the dance just stops here. But listen, this is still an incredible season, right? Again, first time you've been dancing since 1980. So there's a lot to hang your hat on here. I just don't think it's going to go any further today. But we shall see. The South, I'm not going to break down too much. This is Alabama's – I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Alabama's bracket to lose. Although I have Arizona. I have Arizona beating Alabama in the Elite Eight. For Arizona to go into the Final Four. And that's going to be my only quote-unquote surprise pick because the rest of the brackets, which we will discuss on the other side of the break here, will maintain clock integrity. We will break down the East, the Midwest, the West to round out our Final Four. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Again, how do you get a hold of us? You get a hold of us on the talk line, 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. Or the preferred home services text line 71307, keyword fan, followed by your message. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. In fact, Texter here wants to talk about how Clemson fans were so upset about the tournament. Listen, you didn't deserve to win. You didn't deserve to get in. Inconsistent play yields inconsistent results. But if you want to talk about that more, you got the number, you got the line, reach us out. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's Lonzo. It's Carlos with a K. It's the Fan of State.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And good morning. Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show. Happy Thirsty Thursdays to all of my D-aliens out there. If you want to continue your toast, you can do that too. I get you extended programming, I guess, kind of a DA extension, if you will, just for you guys and gals. You can do so. Reach out to us at 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. Or to Preferred Home Services, text line 71307, keyword FAN. I just saw DA. That's why I was just like, oh, listen, if you want to send your toast this way, I'll do it. No problem. You can also find me on Twitter, by the way. Every time I come on and join you all here at the Upstate, I get like one or two more followers, which is always a nice thing because I'm not a Twitter person. But you can follow me, and I do tweet from time to time, and I'm usually hilarious. It's at Carlos with a K. That's at C-A-R-L-O-S with a K. It's exactly spelled the way I said it. Follow me on Twitter there. And Instagram, I do the same thing. It's at Carlos with a K. I just have to add an underscore because for whatever reason, I can't actually take the at Carlos with a K handle on Instagram. I'm trying to report the account that has it. I know it's a very shady maneuver of me, but I want it, and I don't want the underscore. But until then, it'll have to do on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay. I have no shame.
Okay, all right.
I have zero shame. I live in New York. Of course I have no shame. So, for now,
you know, I do. Underscore. To that end, not trying to derail, I always try to ask you. I always try to ask you a New York question when you're on.
Sure.
And that brings me to my question. Are New Yorkers as rude as they are depicted on TV and movies?
It depends on the area. There are some obvious exaggerations that are depicted on movies or in TV. Mostly the heavy Italian accent. That is definitely prevalent in New York accents. But obviously I'm not Italian, so I don't have that, oh, you gotta try to gobble ghoul over here. Forget about it. Like, I don't speak like that.
But by the way, you do kind of. You do have a little
so
bit of
So I have
that.
A little bit of you, I have a little bit of it.
Yeah, you have a little bit of it. And I think if you live somewhere where there are a lot of Southern accents, like I do, you pick up on something that's
absolutely
the opposite
because
of that.
Yeah. I'm not from New York. I'm not a New York native. I'm actually from Chicago, but I lived in New York already at this point slightly more than half my life. So I pick things up. I hear my New York accent. It's very apparent to me whenever I say the word coffee. Because I don't say it's coffee. Like, it's always coffee. Like, and it actually annoys me because, again, I'm not a native New Yorker. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm from Chicago and I lived in Puerto Rico for, you know, nearly half my life, kind of between the two. But, yeah, I have a New York accent in certain regards, and I do certainly have some of the mannerisms that you would see depicted. It's not that we're rude. It's that we don't care about you. We're trying to get to point A to point B with the least path of resistance. And if somehow you as a tourist, you impede that, you will be notified of such impediment. We will ask you to correctly move out of the way. You know, there's a deficiency. We want you to correct it. And we're just a little bit more direct about it because we don't have time to waste. So I wouldn't say it's a matter of rudeness. But yeah, no, certainly.
So you're saying definitely some rudeness. The movies and TV are absolutely right. That's what I'm getting out of this.
They're accurate. There are some places certainly that are more in tune with what you think of New Yorkers being rude. You won't find that too much in the city. Like, it's not a Manhattan thing. And I mean that when I say Manhattan, I'm talking about Central Park and down to about Battery Park or Soap. So in that region, so Midtown and even slowly down toward downtown, you're good. You're safe. No one's going to bother you. You won't find too many people telling you, hey, get the F out the way. You're good there. North of Central Park, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to get it. You come to Queens, you're going to get it. You go to Brooklyn, South Brooklyn, you're going
to
get it.
All right, I got to say, I've been to New Jersey, and that place is absolutely accurately depicted. Everything I've heard about New Jersey was dead on. So
everybody in New Jersey is a scumbag. All right, so we'll just say that right now. If you're from New Jersey, I love you, but you're a scumbag. Do I have nice things to say about Jersey? Sure. I just would have to think long and hard about it. I actually do want to move to Jersey because I'm sick of the city, but I want to stay in North Jersey because I want to be close to the city. Obviously, I work here. I just refuse to buy a house in the five boroughs because the second you sign a contract here, you're completely underwater. It's like a car jumping off the lot. Like, you just lose 15, 20 grand taking it off the lot. So, yeah. I will refuse to give Jersey its props until I'm actually there. With that said, we talked about the South bracket, the South region of the bracket before we went off of to break there. I have Arizona in the Elite Eight taking over for Arizona in the top spot coming out to represent the Final Four out of the South, represent the South region coming into the Final Four. I have Arizona over Alabama, so my region winner is going to be Arizona. And I could give you breakdowns of each matchup and tell you why I chose Alabama and Arizona to get to the Elite Eight and why Arizona is going to win. We can talk X's and O's. But honestly, Lonzo, the only reason I have Arizona beating Alabama is because how Nate Oates and the athletic director have butchered the Brandon Miller situation with the unfortunate incident of a woman losing her life unnecessarily from kids being stupid on the strip in Tuscaloosa. I want anybody to win except Alabama. I don't care who wins this tournament as long as Alabama's out. That is the entire motivation for my brackets. So I want that to be said. I will not make any bones about it here. I cannot put Alabama in the Final Four. I cannot pick them to get into the chip. I will not have them winning the chip because I am rooting so hard against them.
By the
because of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with you about all that. That was ridiculous. But this is why people who don't know hardly anything about basketball, this is why our secret boss is probably going to win the whole thing, because they don't look at all that. They don't overthink it. And I think in this case, you're putting emotion ahead of
1,000%
basketball ability. And even though all this has been going on, Alabama, I think they've lost two games since the incident, and I think that's it. So Alabama's pretty good basketball team, and they're probably going to go fairly far.
I do agree with you. Listen, if I was putting my head into this and just watching the game, maybe I would have Alabama going into the Final Four. I don't think I would have them going into the championship regardless, because I think Purdue is better than them. I think Houston is far and away better than them. And I could go either way with Kansas or Gonzaga, depending on who I think will win that bracket. But let's very quickly go through that real quick. Again, we're not going to break down every single game here for you. Just want to point out a couple of matchups that I think are going to be interesting. In the East region, you have American Athletic Memphis versus Conference USA's FAU. This is an 8-9 seed, and typically those games are the most fun for me because they're considered by the committee to be pretty much toss-up games, right? You know, obviously, if you're putting a team in 1 and you're putting a team in 16, you think it's going to be on paper a blowout. Very rarely do we have upsets like that. 8-9, 7-10 games, those are fun. Texter writes in, I totally agree with Bama, but Arizona ain't no choir boy program. You're absolutely right there. But they banged their head coach, their previous head coach, for allegations. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to put anything on Arizona right now. Let's see if more dirt comes to light here. Moving on to Memphis and FAU. I think this is going to be a fun matchup. On paper, these guys are essentially the same team. Field goal percentage, both at hovering at 48%. Free throw percentage, you get the slight nod to FAU, but you get the free throw percentage to Memphis. They're 74%, whereas FAU is 71%. So offensively, yeah, it tells you the numbers are pretty much right there. The Tigers are in the tournament for the second straight year. They actually lost out 6 years straight before making it last year. Penny Hardaway, I don't know how long he's going to be in Memphis, but he has 2 elite scorers. You have to watch Kendrick Davis and DeAndre Williams. These guys are absolutely nuts. Davis specifically, he averages more than 20 points a game. Memphis plays fast. They share the rock. They make it shots to separate from teams. They climb back from deficits. It feels like they're always coming back down, which is worrisome for me, which tells you they don't really play that great defense. But that's because they can hang around with anyone because of the way that they score. If their shots start falling, they can be a very intriguing team to watch to make a deep run here. I know FAU feels like a popular contender to be this year's Cinderella. It has been a storybook season for the team. They've won 30 games. They were ranked in the top 25 for the first time in school history. They rank in the top 50 in both scoring offense as well as scoring defense. I wouldn't be shocked if the Owls win. You know, they have the Conference USA Sixth Man of the Year in John L. Davis. You know, he's averaging 13 points a game to come off the season, so they have a well-balanced team. This is a matchup that I could have went either way in my bracket. I think this game is going to be very fun. I have Memphis, but I'm not so strong in that conviction as I am for other picks. That is certainly a game that you want to watch.
All right, so I'm going to tell you why I picked Memphis, because the song Walking in Memphis is a really cool song. That's why that's why I picked Memphis.
I actually don't know that song. Does that make me a heathen that I don't know it?
No, it's an older song. I think it was late 90s possibly, so you know, it's pop. Remember, I'm a grandpa. So I mean, there's that.
You are a grandpa. I'm not a grandpa quite yet. I'm actually not a parent quite yet, but I appreciate it. I'll look it up because I want to know what you're talking
about. You should look at it. It's actually a pretty good song.
I don't give upsets for the sake of upsets. If I strongly believe a team is of lower rank than they should be, then I will give you a team to win simply because of what I think of that matchup. So I guess you want to call this an upset. In the East region, I have Oral Roberts over Duke. I think the Dukies go down today. No Coach K, no problem. Listen, John Shire, he's got the Blue Devils into making their 26th straight appearance. They're 26 in the last 27. But, dude, Oral Roberts, it's legit. They're coming into the tournament 17 straight game winners. The Golden Eagles are one of the highest scoring teams in the highest scoring teams in the country. They're led by Max Abmas. Awesome. I am butchering this kid's name. I'm so sorry. Listen, long story short, this kid can average over 20 points a game in his career. He's averaging 27 points per game in a tournament 2 years ago. Oral Roberts was a Cinderella a couple of years ago when they made their run here. I think they can upset Duke. I have them beating Duke to ultimately lose to Tennessee later in the weekend. Let's take a break here. because we still got two brackets we want to go to, and I want to squeeze in a little bit of Panthers talk, but we'll probably have to kick most of that until tomorrow. So lucky for you, you will have some more Carl Swift K in the Rob Brown Show. You got us for another 20 minutes here, then we throw it over to Mark Ryan, and then you got tourney time. But let's talk a little bit more hoops. Let's get the Midwest and the West regions in on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Rob Brown Show. It's alongside Lonzo. It's Carl Swift K. It's the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And doesn't time fly when you're having fun? I looked up at the clock. I'm like, holy smokes. It's almost 11. So immediately following this program, you'll be checking in with Mark Ryan, who'll be coming live from the Ingles Market. And he will be doing a special edition of Offsides dedicated to the tournament, more specifically Furman, as he previews the action in today's today's matchups, today against Virginia, and the rest of the tournament schedule that will be on the slew of games, as Lonzo calls it, later this afternoon. Have fun, everybody. It's going to be nothing but basketball. I'm a big hoops fan. I am, admittedly so, a more of a pro sports guy than I am with college sports, but obviously my relationship here at the Upstate, I have been watching more college than I ever have in my entire life. And you know what? I can say that it's growing on me. College football certainly is right up my alley now. As I'm beginning more familiar with the, not necessarily the players, but more of the coaches, the recruiting classes, and just the differences between the pro and the college game. I really like it. I don't have a college team, which makes me impartial. So I don't have to root against Clemson or South Carolina or anybody else. I can speak about your teams as freely as possible. And for the most part, it's been favorable. Sometimes I've had to kill your teams depending on the game. Like when South Carolina lost to Missouri, I killed you guys promptly because that was an embarrassing loss. When South Carolina beat Clemson, hey, I was all in favor of that. And I killed Clemson appropriately because they were a subpar program this year. But, you know, that's what life is. It's all ebbs and flows. So, yeah, Mark will follow up right after this. You'll get him from 11 to 12, the special edition of Offsides. I don't know if these is going to be there. It doesn't really matter. I'll be checking in and I'll be listening. And then you get tournament from 12 onward. The tip-off will officially be, I believe the first game on the docket is West Virginia and Maryland. I have West Virginia in my bracket winning Maryland. I'm not going to give you any deep insight there because we already passed the South region. But yeah, for what it's worth, I have West Virginia at least advancing today. Other games that are going to be today,
Utah State and Missouri, that should be a fun one. That's a number 10 Utah State going against number 7 Missouri. Howard and Kansas will be a bloodbath. Kansas is absolutely going to destroy Howard. The same thing for Texas A&M and Alabama. San Diego State and Charleston, that's an intriguing matchup. I really thought about Charleston. I really did. I have San Diego State, but I think that game's going to be closer than what people think. You look at the point spread. You look at the way the line's been moving all week. I wouldn't be opposed to taking Charleston just if it's plus money and if you can sprinkle that with a couple of parlays that you like. I think that would be a really intriguing matchup to follow up. Princeton and Arizona, that's going to be a snooze. Shout out to the Ivy League snubs that watch that. But Princeton has no shots. Illinois and Arkansas, if you're taking Arkansas, you have no idea what you're doing. Arkansas has slid into a number 8 seed here. They look absolutely horrendous the last 10 games. Give me Illinois. But I did promise really quickly the Midwest and West winners. So let's go ahead and do that really quick, Lonzo, with my expert analysis, as everyone here can tell, because I clearly know what I'm talking about, right? Right? I have Houston coming out of the Midwest region. It's all predicated on health, because if their best player is not healthy, and I'm talking about Marcus Sasser, if he is not fully healthy, this could be a struggle. Not in their first matchup. I'm not going to sit here and be crazy and tell you that Houston is going to lose to a Horizon League team in North Kentucky. That's not going to happen. But I certainly would be concerned when they go against their next matchup. I think it's going to be Iowa, because I have Iowa beating Auburn. I would certainly be concerned if Sasser's not ready to play going forward in the tournament, because while Houston has been far and away the best team in college basketball this year, they need Sasser to play. They need him to be healthy. I would not be concerned against Northern Kentucky, but I certainly would be concerned against the likes of Iowa. I think Miami is going to have a little bit of a run here, so Jim Larrañaga's boys are going to come ready to play. That Houston-Miami matchup could be pretty scary. Let's say even possibly Indiana, if Indiana is able to get past Kent and Miami or Drake or whoever the case is going to be in the next round for Miami. But Houston-Miami, I certainly think, is going to be the best possible matchup out of those group of teams in the Midwest if they can get that far. So we'll see how far Houston goes. But I actually have Houston in the Final Four as well. They will be winning my Midwest region. There are other matchups that I looked at, but I think most of it is going to be chalk, with the exception of Pitt. I actually really like Pitt advance against Iowa State. Iowa State has had some clunky comebacks this year, but I think the well finally starts to run dry. And really quickly, because I hear the music coming up, and we will go into this more tomorrow. We'll talk Panthers tomorrow. We'll talk a lot tomorrow. We'll have a full 3-hour Rob Brown show. Give me Kansas coming out of the West. Lonzo, as always, it is a pleasure. Sorry we got to cut this short. But back tomorrow, 9 a.m. here at the Fan Upstate. I'm Carlos with a K signing off. Have a good Thursday, everybody. Enjoy the games. All right, buddy, take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.